It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco is here. He's got sports highlights for us, post-game sound, all of the good stuff that you're waiting for. What's going on, Jerry?
Well, we are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I know you guys were talking about the getting out of the stadium for the Jet games and the Jets and Steelers and all the fans there. So I figured, you know what? We're getting closer and closer to the start of the season tomorrow night. Cowboys and Eagles fired up, I imagine. New start to the year. Most are. Not everybody.
I can't do my life around these football games because they're very hard to watch live.
So not everybody. I mean, different strokes for different folks.
Now, you want to talk about raining on a parade this morning. Nolan McLean can't get excited about him. Football season can't get excited about that. Wow.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
It's not easy. He even repeated himself.
I'm not watching football live.
So not everybody's fired up, but then there are those that are, like we are. And now, but
the only way that can happen, according to Al, is that if you have action or alcohol.
All right, which is not me. As I said, that is not me. I watch the games. I do bet a little bit, but not every week, and I don't drink during the games on Sundays either. You always have a little tie-in. If you remember, Al said at the time he wasn't going to take the Bills to win more than 9 games because of, well, Josh Allen got married, and he's got a wife, and he's, you know, jaunting all over California and all over the... Then you've got another guy who really is excited about the season and the Bills.
Hey, the Bills are winning the Super Bowl. Buffalo for the first time.
Yeah, a little tie in there. So Allen and Adam Schein, one in the same.
Yeah, sure. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know what? There are times, though, I have to say, football is my favorite sport, and I love watching it. There are times, though, on those beautiful Sunday afternoons.
Oh, it's tough.
That I'm like, my God.
I agree.
I'd rather be. But there's no place to, like, watch outside. Like, I don't have a TV. Like, I got on a deck. I should build something like that, but. Yeah, I mean,
it's
you look
tough
outside,
when it's 82,
beautiful.
I know.
I'm stuck in here watching Daniel Jones throw another interception.
Because you have to. That is exactly right. Yeah, well.
Let's go, Buffalo.
Oh, boy. The Giants have listed, well, I shouldn't say this. They have not listed Jackson Dart as it's the unofficial depth chart, but he is number 2 on the depth chart right now behind Russell Wilson. So that certainly has made some storylines. Giants Commanders Sunday, Jets Steelers Sunday, Packers Lions on Sunday. So this is interesting. I want to take you back to the Michael Irvin podcast from a couple of weeks ago prior to Michael Parsons being traded. Everybody still thought he was going to be a Cowboy. This was the answer Jerry Jones gave when talking about the contract that he was trying to give Michael Parsons and the response he got from the agent.
When we wanted to send the details to the agent told us to stick it up our ass.
Okay, so I don't think he actually said those words, and that agent is David Mulugeta, who was on McAfee yesterday, and he was asked point blank if he did tell him to stick it up there, but yeah.
It might be hard for some to believe, but I don't think I've ever used that phrase in my life. Okay. And in my 40-plus years, I definitely wouldn't use it. With somebody that I have to work with, or somebody that I plan on working with in the future.
Right, because he's got other clients on the Cowboys, and so there was no sticking in the contract and ass all in one thing.
Could have said stick it where the sun don't shine.
Yes, I think
then
that's
Jerry
possible.
Take it as, you know, stick it up.
I think it was as if, like, yeah, great, not interested in this. And I think Jerry translated that into, we were told to stick it up our butt.
Okay.
That's what I think. It is a pretty good game to start. Lions head coach Dan Campbell, very excited to be going to Green Bay for week one.
Love Lambeau. I mean, it's awesome. You know, it's just, that's one of those places on the 8th day the good Lord made Lambeau.
So there you have it. Perhaps you'll be interested in that game, Al. The good Lord made Lambeau Field.
You know, I walk in there, I look up at the stands and everything that's going on. I get a little half of a chub, I got to tell you. Not a full one, just a half. You know what I mean, right, guys? Huh?
Just morph into Joe there. You know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean? Half an erection. If you know what I mean.
This was kind of out there a little bit. I just saw this. So a couple of things from before I get to the Mets and the Yankees from basketball. I am rolling on what's his name? Wow. Julius Randle, who has been working with a brain doctor just about clearing his mind. It's a podcast that was released last night.
Is a psychiatrist?
Yeah, but I think no, I don't think it is. I think he's a doc, like a neurologist, actually, trying to work on him being in a better place and fighting depression and things like that. But he is more of a, he looks to me like a neurologist. I don't know exactly, but he sat down with him for an hour and he's been studying and working with Julius Randle. And the headline said, which is why I'm listening to it now, so I'll have the audio next hour, Randle quits weed after leaving the Knicks.
Oh.
And I guess that actually put him in a bad place, as opposed to what a lot of people think weed does to you. Chill, you know, kind of calms you down. And he said he became very distant and quiet. And so, interesting. I'll have that audio next hour. And Pablo Torre is back with a story that came out a little while ago that says, Kawhi Leonard, this is from the story, copied and pasted, quote, Kawhi Leonard allegedly signed a $28 million no-show job endorsement deal with a fraudulent tree planting company secretly funded for by $50 million from Clippers owner Steve Ballmer. Sources say it was to circumvent the salary cap.
Ooh, that's juicy.
So,
man, yes. So that is juicy.
Because these guys don't make enough money.
Yeah, but now what does Adam Silver do?
Right.
I mean, this has got to be.
You investigate and see if it's true.
If it is, I mean, it's got to be a huge, heavy fine.
I mean, they couldn't come up with a better thing than a tree planting company? I mean, endorsing $28 million for a tree planting company? I don't know. I mean, I don't, how do you...
This must have been one of those NGOs that they were funding.
Man, oh man, Steve Ballmer, you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Yeah, very interesting.